I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. If we're going to really be in relationship and listen, we have to get into the emotion of it. And, you know, sometimes we'd maybe just rather not.
I think I start the Listening to Others chapter just talking about how it was so challenging for me to be able to enter into the emotional worlds of other people. And so I would get kind of preachy, or I would find ways to duck out of conversations, or I would use humor to try and disarm the situation. And I was dismissing people in doing that. Again, that's why I was a hospice chaplain for a while, because I needed to learn how to do that. But I do think, especially when we're dealing with people who are in pain, there's a lot of anxiety that gets raised when we are listening to people in pain, especially with people that we are close to, especially the people that we love most, because when they're not doing well, it automatically means that our lives are affected as well. It automatically means that we're not doing as well as we could be. And so we have a way of trying to get people to feel better. We want to kind of preemptively reassure them. We want to tell them that everything is going to be okay and God works things for good and spout all those Christian cliches. And it's not really about the other person in that situation and about what they're undergoing. It really becomes more about trying to soothe our own battered souls as a result of the person in front of us being in pain. And so a huge challenge of deep listening is learning how to let people have their emotions, learning how to be with them in their emotions without trying to fix them, without trying to take away those emotions, which they need, actually, in order to grieve and in order to feel better. You have to go through the painful emotions in order to get to a healthy place.
We feel like, I guess maybe we're preconditioned that we should always give an answer, right? We should have a word of scripture at least. There may be times when that isn't really the most appropriate thing.
Yeah, and that was my thought when I took that internship in the hospital, that I thought, well, I need to go and find a bunch of scriptures so that I can quote them to people and I can pray them over people. And of course, you know, scripture has the words of life and the promises of God and the presence of God in them. And it's, of course, not to disparage scripture. However, we have a way of kind of preaching early, too early. And I've met many, many pastors, many people who kind of think their role is to go and be with someone in pain and to speak truth or to preach a sermon, and or they pray in a way that feels like they're preaching a sermon. And I don't think that's our first role as listeners. I think our first role is to be with them in their pain. It's our role to get, they're in a storm, they're wet, they're scared, and it's our job to get soaked with them, to enter into their lives and enter into their pain as they currently are.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.